Thanks for joining us for episode 47 of Dice and Den's The Sea Team. We'll be continuing our pirate adventure, The Shanty of Bold Beard's Pride by Jimmy Merritt. Sorry it's been so long since the last episode, but I've been having a chronic sinus issue since January. At this point, we're still figuring it out, but I'm learning to live with it, so I'll do my best to be timely on releasing more episodes. We actually have several banked, I just haven't had the spoons to edit them. You can find Of Dice and Dens on Twitter at @odndpod, on Facebook at @odndpodcast. Feel free to email us at odndpod@gmail.com, or visit our website at odndpodcast.com. There you'll find a link to our YouTube channel, where we also have the podcast syncing. You could also get merch at shop.odndpodcast.com. Also, Of Dice and Dens is part of the StolenDress.com podcast network, where you can find OD&D Presents, the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast, Hosts with Their Own Picard, Press Play and Scream, Reading Books in the Public Domain, Lost in the Library, and also visit the archives, where you'll find the acclaimed Comedy on Vinyl. There's also What's With You, Scooby-Doo, The Professional Blur, and a lot more. The music in this episode was created by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.filmmusic.io and used under Creative Commons Attribution License. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Of Dice and Dens, the Sea Team. I am Dan, your DM, and sitting across from me is...
Hi, I'm Ari. I play Elishana R. It.
The French Kalashtar?
Kalashtar. I was saying Uletic, but that's my demon.
That's your demon's name, yeah.
Kalashtar Cleric of Helm.
And then on the other part of Idaho.
Hello, I'm Kimberly. I play Navia, a centaur fighter, and the crashes and pitter patter of kitty feet and shenanigans you hear in the background are my crazy pants cats.
And then on the Eastern time zone.
Hi, it's me, Jason, and I play a cowboy with no name who is here from another dimension, probably.
I really want you to sing, I Fall to Pieces that Sam mm-hmm. Rockwell sings in Trolls 2.
Depending on how I DM, it could be Born to Die.
Sergeant. Yes!
Jen. I am Jen. I'm playing Grin the Halfling Rogue.
All right. And does anyone remember what you did last time?
I remember Fiznik fucked off.
Fiznik fucked off. We said goodbye to Fiznik. Uh-huh. Due to in-game and real-life responsibilities.
Responsibilities, not Discord. Jeff is my best friend in the world, and we are in amazing terms. It was a scheduling thing.
Can we start a bunch of rumors, though, so when he comes back, he hears all these rumors about himself?
Yes.
Obviously. I mean, he is a hero of the realm.
He is. Yes.
He fucked off. You guys got some wishes. And some items. And then you went to the pirate-themed tavern where you learned of Boldbeard and his treasure, and that this gentleman named Barrick has a magic map that will take you to his ship, and he said that he is willing to part with that if you can beat him in a game of liar's dice, and at the end of the last one you guys decided you actually wanted to play the game.
I sent you the rules, and I'm going to bet you you're probably slightly confused like I was when I read them.
I kind of get it, I think.
So, as I told everyone, other than Jane Jinks, they weren't here yet, earlier, I read like 4 different websites and then watched 2 videos because none of them told the whole story of how to play. And finally, the last one I watched actually went through a round of play, and I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That is not clearly explained in any set of rules I have found anywhere. So, the most important thing is that you need 5 dice, 5 d6s. Mm-hmm. So basically, one less than Yahtzee or Farkle. I have a teeny tiny mini Farkle set. It's like the dice are like maybe like 1/4 inch in size. Mm-hmm. Liar's dice. How to play. : Step 1. 5
dice.
I'm
not putting dice in my colon.
And so everyone rolls their dice, right? And then keeps it secret.
Okay.
Keep it safe. And then we consider the first player then says, tries to guess how many of a particular number on the face of the die is there. What?
How many people are playing? So it's
4?
Us 4 against 1 NPC.
Right, so technically 5 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 25 dice total.
Okay.
Let's say he says, I think there are, you know, 3 4s out there, right? So then the person to his left, so we'll have to figure out seating order just to make things easier, will either, you know, call him a liar or up the ante. So if you call him a liar, we then count how many of those 4s there are. And if what he said is equal to or less than the actual number of dice on the table, the person who called him liar loses. But if he said there's more dice than there actually are on the table, then he loses. And the loser then gets rid of one of their dice. And the whole point is the first person to lose all their dice loses the game. Basically, the one who keeps all their dice wins.
What is his name?
Barrick. But if you want to raise instead of calling liar, you have to increase one of those numbers. So he said 3 4s, right? So you could say, no, I think there are 5 4s, or you could say, I think there are 3 5s.
3 5s.
So one of those, and you can do both of them if you want to, but the numbers have to go up. One side or the other.
Okay. So person one says, I think there are 3 4s. Mm-hmm. The next person says, no, I think there are 4 5s. And the third person says, liar, and there are 3 4s.
It's only ever referencing the one to your right.
Okay. So even if the first person was correct, they're...
It's moot.
Okay.
So it's the person to the left is only ever referencing the person to their right as you go around.
Now, what and if 6 is afraid of 7?
Yeah,
then
good question.
I think 7, 8, 9 or something.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then once that's done, the person who lost then becomes the first person to bet the next time around.
I think we should just try it.
Yeah.
Learn by.
I just wanted to throw out there what they were, and so you know that I'm not being shitty. Okay, so who's sitting to the left of Barrick? Who wants to be next to Barrick?
Okay, let's put Barack
right there. Let's all roll dice.
You can do that.
So the left.
I've got 5.
Oh.
Do it that way.
6. I guess it's me. To the left of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his right.
Okay.
Oh, I see you.
Oh, yeah, Albert.
It's to the left of him.
You don't need to do Albert yet.
That's not fine. His right. Don't lie to me.
Well, oh, from my direction, from my direction, it's the right.
It's not his right, though. You said it was his right.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
It was.
Okay.
Who's on my right? Left.
You know, I'm just going to say it. Grin next.
What's on second?
Okay. Grin.
And then Navia.
Navia.
And then what's his name? Is that it? There's only.
Did I draw a hexagon? I meant to draw. Well.
Okay.
We sat at a weird table. Okay,
it's
guys.
It's going to be really bad if I go second, but we'll see.
It's fine.
Just carved off part of the table.
It's like 50% luck, really.
This is the worst table ever. We took down one of the leaves.
It's all right. All right, so.
Barrett goes first.
Whose birthday was last?
Mine was October. Aries is what? Next week after?
Yes.
So we're just going to have Barrett go first since, you know, it's his deal. So everyone roll your dice.
What kind? How many?
5d6s. 5d6.
Jeez, Barrett. Shit.
Okay. Okay. And so Barrett goes, all right. And he's covering up his dice with his cup. And he looks at his dice and he goes, I don't remember what his voice was, but I bet it was gruff. I think there are 4 fives. So now.
It'd be pretty shitty if someone was there. I think there are 6 sixes because you can't go up from there.
You can.
I could say 7 sixes. I guess that's true.
There are 25 dice, theoretically.
There are 25 sixes.
There's a chance it could be 25 sixes.
Pretty sure that's an easy one to tell, though.
He will lose if there's more than 5?
He loses if there's less than 5.
Okay.
Shit, what did I say? 5 sixes?
5 fives.
No, 4 fives.
4 fives. Okay. I gotta write that down. You guys are gonna ask me questions, then I'm gonna forget what I said.
Okay, how do I protect my dice from cats?
Man. That's all on you, man. Okay, so now, Grin.
Shit.
You can either, if you think there are less than, isn't that who's next?
No, me.
Oh, you. Okay. Elishana.
Yes. I think he's probably in the ballpark.
You think he's in the ballpark. So then you need to up the ante. Okay. So since he said 4 fives, you need to have one of those numbers be higher or both of those numbers be higher.
I think there are probably 7 ones.
And so now.
So next would be Grin.
So now Grin, you could either call her a liar or up that one of those numbers. So 7 ones. So either you could do 8 or more ones or 7 twos or higher, or you could do both of those number higher if you want. Or you could call her a liar because you don't think there are 7 ones.
Liar.
Liar?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone count your ones. I have 2 ones.
I have one.
4, 5.
I have 0 ones. Ones.
Okay, and Jen, how many? 0?
Mm-hmm.
So,
is that it?
Yeah. So Grin lost.
Wait.
Because you said 7 ones, there were only 5.
So if it's
less than or equal to, you win.
I thought calling them a liar
was greater than or equal
meant
to
that they were wrong, and I would win if.
Ma'am.
It's Price is Right. It's Price is Right rules.
Yeah, but I think Grin would have won that because she said Airy was a liar.
Yeah, but the rules are, it's called Liar's Dice, but
the point is, it's less than 7, so therefore.
The goal isn't exact. It's Price is Right rules. Closest you get without going over.
Yeah, so Grin won that one.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
Barrett?
I was mathing.
No, Valkyrie!
For some reason, I was thinking 7 was the number. You're right. Yeah,
because there's only 5 ones, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Sorry, my B.
That's fine.
Somehow I got the.
I was like, is it opposites?
Yeah.
Now
basically.
We have 24 dice.
Yep. So now, Elishana got rid of one of her dice. And
of course because Grin called me a liar. No.
I recognize now my party's bullshit quite acutely most of the time.
Okay, Grin's turn to...
And Grin, don't forget you have that die of yours.
Wait, so we start over the round?
Yeah. Yep, now again? We're starting over again. And now you're going to be the initiator. Okay. Shana.
Great.
I am?
No. Elishana, the loser, okay. The loser initiates.
Okay. I think there are four twos.
Okay. So then...
Grin's just going to call her a liar.
Grin, you can either call her a liar or up the ante.
So what are, sorry, what are my options?
So she said four, so she said four twos. Uh-huh. So either, so your option will be to make either one of those two numbers has to be higher than hers. So you could say five ones if you want. Or you could say four threes. Or if you want to, you can make both numbers higher. So she said four twos.
Or you can call me a liar again.
So, am I okay if there's more than the number I say?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There are four fours.
Sweet.
Wait, she can say, oh, a different number. Got it.
Yep. Okay. So you can see how, like, as you go around the table, it becomes harder and harder.
Yep.
Especially because eventually that second number could max out. That one does max. All right, definitely. Navia.
Yeah, you said four fours?
She said four fours. I should do it in my character voice. I
say there are five fours.
Five fours, okay.
We haven't re-rolled, correct?
We did.
We're staying on the
we
one roll. You did. Oh, well, let me re-roll right now.
Luckily, since it hasn't reached him or anything, it was still
nebulous.
It
doesn't nebulous. Really matter.
Look, he can't even remember his own goddamn name.
It's Schrodinger's dice at the moment.
How do you expect him?
It's so, however many dice there will be. Valkyrie, get out. Whatever you're getting in. No, you can't have that.
I mean, theoretically, well, I guess the plus is you can look at your dice and see, like, if you have, like, four of the same number, you're like, okay, that number's going to be high, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so Navia said five fours.
Yeah.
So now it's what's his name's turn. Well, what's your name, sir?
That is a loaded question. Equally gruff voice, sir. I'm gonna say there
like
are six.
Like speaking
ones.
With a vocal fry.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say six ones.
Ooh, six Ooh. Ones. Getting back to the ones again.
Sure.
Okay. Oh
my god.
So I'm gonna say liar. Ooh. You're a liar.
Alright.
I feel like liar is the wrong thing to say, because none of us know. Can you really lie about something if you know the
it's
other?
Called liar's dice! You're a liar. Alright. I have one. One.
Mm-hmm. I have none.
I have zero ones.
Uh
oh. I have two.
And how many do you have, sir?
I have two, sir.
That's five. Oh, you were close. Mm-hmm. You were real close, but close ain't close enough.
We don't
you
have
lose
to
one
do.
Of your
Didn't
dice.
Did he say five ones?
He said six. Six. Ones.
I said six, yeah.
Oh.
Are we betting our dice? Do they Basically. All go in a pot in the middle? Like pogs?
In the middle is the magic map.
I want to know if any of our listeners know what pogs are. Why haven't pogs come back?
I don't know. You think of all the things.
I would play pogs.
You could buy they pogs got banned at my good. School.
I know they did.
That antique
that was really
ball,
coming.
They were really expensive.
They were.
I would have gotten them, but they were
expensive. Okay. So also, just want to remind Jen, for one, you have your little magic die that will roll whatever you're thinking. And the ability to sleight of hand. And you are in a pirate tavern, even if it's a fake one. So Do with that what you will. All right, so Jay, from now on, you're rolling 4d6. You've lost one of your dice. All right, that makes it... let's see, who lost? Oh, what's his name? So now you get to start the betting. So everyone re-roll. Everyone re-roll. Poker face, poker face. All right, and since what's his name lost last time, why don't you go ahead and make your initial bet?
There are five fours.
Five fours. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and say there are five sixes. That makes it Elishana.
I'm going to call you a liar, even though I don't think you're really a liar. I think you're just a rules lawyer.
All right, so how many sixes? I've got zero sixes.
I've got zero sixes.
Zero sixes. Does he like adjust his tie?
Pirate tie. Pirate tie. Scarf thing. And how many do you have? What's his name?
Just a moment. He'll be right back.
Unless he has four of them.
Jay, how many sixes do you have? Oh.
I have zero sixes.
Oh, that was such a bad choice on my part.
See, she puts her hand down on his hand. She's like, I know how well we roll.
I had three ones. I was really excited about that.
I had two ones and two twos.
All right, well, I guess I'll get to...
lose a die?
Get to, yeah, I lost a die. All right.
Wait, I get to initiate this time?
Well, we all roll, and then you're the loser. I lost, so...
That's right. You got the L.
So how many dice are we down to now?
I have four.
And what's his name has four, and Beric has four. So now we're down to 22 dice in total.
Okay.
All right. There are five fives. Alishana?
No, it's my turn. Oh, yeah.
Nailed it. Shut up. Got it in one.
How many?
Five fives.
I'm going to say five fours.
Wait. Do you have to go up though?
Yes.
So
no.
Oh, it's you're a right. You didn't go up on.
I thought if it was a different number, it
just... I have to go up. So you'd have to, you could do six fours.
Yeah, that's fine.
Grin. What do you think about these six fours?
Why?
God damn it!
All right. Well, let's see how many fours we got. I have zero fours.
I have two.
I have two.
I have one.
I have exactly zero.
Damn it!
Ooh. Oh.
So close.
So,
I mean, I want to say I would have been right if there weren't, those weren't the rules of the game.
No, so quit. No, wait.
Oh, no, you're right. 6-4. Sorry. God damn it. I keep mixing which number was which in my head.
I lose, though, right?
You did.
So Aerie loses because Aerie's lying.
So now she's down to three dice. Liar!
Yeah, we all have to say it like Valerie.
Right, now let's all roll again. And Elishana.
No, I told you I didn't want to play. Well, I played because you said you wanted to play.
What is that doll thing she's holding? We haven't referenced in a while.
This is my Frufru Stella. And she's much more of a dice player than I am. Two threes. It's sure thing this time.
All right, Grin.
Do it, Grin.
Three
call
threes.
Me a fucking liar.
She said two threes.
I said three threes.
Three threes. She's actually following the rules.
Nailed it. Navia, three threes. What do you think?
I'm going to say five ones.
Five Ooh. Ones. All right.
Sneaky.
All right, Mr. No Name, what do you think about it?
Liar.
Oh, liar. Ooh, okay. All right.
Well, I have three ones.
Oh, shit.
Oh boy.
I have a one.
I have a
you'll
one.
See in a, you'll see in a second why my decision was bad.
How many ones do you have, sir?
One.
How many ones do you have, ma'am? Grin.
Zero.
Ma'am, grin.
So that's a... That's like six ones to her five ones, yeah. Sir.
Uh-huh.
You are now you're now rolling 3d6.
Well, yeah. Alright. Oh, snap.
Alright. Mr. No Name, it is now your turn to start this whole deal.
We're down to 21.
Mm-hmm.
Three ones.
Seems pretty safe.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn to wager.
I'm going to go ahead and say three sixes.
Liar.
You don't think there are three sixes on the table?
No.
All right. Well, let's see. I have zero sixes.
No, I have zero sixes.
Oh, no.
How many sixes do you have, Mr. No Name?
I have zero, sir.
I have zero.
So unless...
Oh, none of you are all sixes.
I have
sixes.
No sixes. I have 2, 3, 4, 4, 5.
I don't feel so bad.
He grabs his tankard and just takes a huge swig going, should have said zero sixes. All right, I'm down to three.
I have 3 fives. I have 3 dice.
Sir, if I might suggest... Put a couple, put some tapioca in that beer.
Give it a shot. Alright, everybody re-roll.
It's so fucking delicious.
I would play this in real life.
I mean, tech.
No.
Alright. Shit, that's what I lost. 3 fours. Shauna?
Four twos.
Five four twos. Twos.
Five twos. All right. Avia.
Four threes.
Four threes. Oh, this is getting interesting.
Wait, what'd you say?
Four threes.
Oh, you can go down with the first number if you go up with the second.
Up with the second, as, yeah. Yep,
just one number has to be high.
Okay.
Might change your strategy, I guess. All right. What's your name? Four threes, she said.
Four fours.
Four fours. I'm going to get ballsy and say liar.
All right.
But I do have 1 4.
I have 1 4.
Oh, shit.
I have 1 4.
Oh, shit. Oh, god damn it.
I have 0 4s.
Well, fuck me. Okay. I don't know why I chose this game. I should have done Yahtzee.
I love Yahtzee. The game is so much fun.
Who wants to play Farkle? We have this in this universe. All right, yeah. Let's re-roll. This map is getting further and further from me, I feel.
Is that what we're betting on? I thought we were just having fun.
I'm going to go ahead and say 2 threes.
I'm not going to call you a liar. 3 twos.
Right.
4 twos.
Ooh.
4 twos. Navia?
five threes.
Five threes. What's your name? What do you think?
Four sixes.
Four sixes. All right. Interesting. You know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go with five sixes.
Liar. Does he guess like that?
Well, I have zero sixes.
I have zero sixes.
He's bad at this.
Yeah, how often do you play this game?
Honestly, I just learned it yesterday.
He's like, I'm just addicted. I have a hyperfixation and I really needed to play again. Anyone else have six?
I have three, so.
Do you really?
Yeah.
But that's still
two of
four
them.
Six.
Oh, you do?
Shit!
Yes!
Does that mean I lose the die?
Yep.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I had rolled, so I re-rolled and it gave me 666. So I was just like,
shit, that's bad.
Yeah.
Scary.
All right. Everyone re-roll?
Nope.
Like smack talk, though. I like it.
Gibraltar.
I like how you guys are actually playing this all straight.
As opposed to
cheating game.
I mean, as far as you know, but no, I am.
Good point.
I mean, there are some.
Jake keeps getting 666.
I mean, there are some in-game rules here.
I'm going to say otherwise. Straight's a real stretch for this room.
Fair enough. All right, Alishana.
Hold on. Three fours.
Three fours. All right. Grin.
Four fours.
Four fours. All right. Navia.
Five ones.
Five ones. Okay. Interesting. What's your name?
I thought you were hitting on Navia for a second.
What's your name, baby?
Come here.
I guess you could have been hitting on what's the name?
Three twos.
I will.
Three twos. Oh, we got a lot less dice than we started.
I went down on one and one and up on the other.
Yeah, it's all good.
Sorry, I was not paying attention. I thought it was.
And I'm going to go ahead and say two fives.
Wait, how can you go down?
Because one of the numbers went up. You just have to increase one number.
I'm so confused. I haven't been playing right.
None of us have. Like, we're slowly all discovering the rules.
Honestly, that's how we play all the games.
You know what? I don't know if it said you can go down. We might have been doing that wrong. Let me double check.
Okay.
I didn't think about God that part of it.
God damn it, Brock!
Eric! No, I forgot that might not be the thing. I think it might just be one number has to go up. But let me see. Let me verify. We'll have that screwdriver. We may have been doing this wrong the whole time.
Let me look at my scene, Stone.
just like when we played Feast of Legends.
That was the Wendy's one, right?
Yeah.
Fuck Wendy's.
And I forgot to tell. I didn't find out how you leveled up. So you guys are really basically playing at level one at level five. It just says one of the numbers in the new bid must be higher than the previous bid, either a number or face value. For example, if the previous bid was 3/4, the next bid can be 2/5.
That's dumb. What does the face value matter?
Or 4/5/4, et cetera, but it cannot be 2/4 because one is lower and the other is the same, or 3/3.
I'm pretty sure that's what I did last time, though, the first time.
So we always make sure one of your numbers is higher. But yeah, so it can be either number. So we've been playing it right. Sorry, my scrying son told me we've been playing it right. Okay, whose turn was it?
I don't know.
Who said two fives? Oh, what's his name, I think?
I don't remember.
I'm going to go, I think it was him because Grin questioned him. I'm going to go ahead and say four fives.
Five fours. Is that how it's played?
Yes. You did it.
Even though that's Grin. Completely arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Much.
Okay, 5 4s, Grin. What do you think?
I can't say 5 5s, can I?
Yes, because one of the numbers is higher.
Okay. Than that.
5 5s. All right, Navia.
She said 5 5s?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say liar.
Liar. I have a 5.
I have a 5. I have
2.
I have none.
I have none.
Oh. Oh. Is that her first loss?
Yes.
Snap. I didn't lose.
No, Grins.
Oh, okay.
So far, she's been...
Guilty conscience much, Kimberly? I mean, Navia?
I can take a picture if you want me to.
What? I'm not allowed to look at you? I'm just looking at who's making weird gestures beside me.
It's Valkyrie. She's got a toy.
If you want the private flashlight, it's on my desk. All right, let's go. Let's all re-roll. I almost said my numbers out loud. Or at least the total of them.
Grin goes first.
And Grin, what do you want to bet?
3 2s.
3 2s. Interesting. Navia. I don't know why I'm talking like this now.
3 3s.
I think I drank too much ale. 3 3s.
Are you Batman? Is that what it is?
I am Batman. Where's
your drugs going?
Mr. No Name, what do you want to bet?
4 2s.
4 2s. You know what? I'm going to call you a liar.
Okay. Your opinion.
I've got a 2, though.
I've got 1.
0.
2.
2.
All right, you're a liar.
All right.
Oh, no, wait. No, wait. 2 2 2 6. No, wrong. You won. I lost. God damn it. All this ale I've been drinking.
This is why we don't play. Let's play Chicken to Ride now.
Who wants Chutes and Ladders, guys? Heads up, 7 up, guys. Let's go. Oh, man. I've only got 1 die left. I'm pissed.
You have 1 die left? Wow.
All right, everyone. Oh.
I did.
All right, let's go ahead and say 4 5s.
Liar.
Right out the gate, huh? Oh, I've got 1 5.
I have 0.
I've got 1.
I've got 1.
So that's 4?
No, that's 3. How many do you have?
I have 1.
Damn it!
That's 4.
So he loses?
No, she loses. It's up to or equal to.
What was the amount that you gave originally? I'm sorry.
4 5s.
And there are how
four
many?
4 5s.
And 4. There are 4? Okay. Okay.
Everyone but Elishana had 1. All right, everyone re-roll.
You and I are tied.
You only have 1 die left, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I go first.
You go first, Elishana.
3 3s.
3 3s. Grin.
Sorry. Four threes.
4 3s. All right, Navia.
4 4s.
4 4s, interesting. Mr. No Name. Said 4 4s.
two fives.
Two fives. Two fives. Let's go with four sixes.
Fire.
Again? This is,
I need to pee, so I need to get to the poo corner.
Well, I've got a six.
Zero sixes.
No sixes.
One six.
No sixes. And grin.
None.
Son of a bitch. All right, you guys did it. All right, you beat me at this game that I am an expert at. Know all the rules inside and out.
I still have five dice, by the way. Do I win?
You.
Yes.
You win. You win everything.
You get the map.
Yay!
There's this whole section on cheating at Liar's Dice, and you didn't even need it.
Well, you didn't tell us about it.
Look, it's our first time playing. You cannot cheat at something until you know how to play it properly.
I mean, you can just completely.
I mean, you can, but you'll fail.
Let's see. Because, like, you could have rolled a sleight of hand to change one of the dice.
Oh,
you could
use
perception to check another player's dice. If you had weighted dice, like Grin does.
You did call that out.
Whatever. I could have created a god that's only purpose is to give me good dice. That's what I should have done.
You could charm person, which would make Barrick a little more willing to give, a little more lenient. Let's see.
Charm person?
Well, here you go. Here's the map for
thank you,
Boldbeard's ship. I hope you have better luck against these scoundrels than we did. Word of advice. These pirates are tough in a direct fight. With how long they've been in close quarters together, tensions have to be rising, though. Maybe worth driving a wedge between them. Good luck. You won't be as good a captain as Boldbeard, but I'd take you above those knaves any day. And then, let's see. He gives you, he says, let's go down to the pier. Or what time of day? It was night.
Probably.
It was. Because it was after your whole adventure.
Haven't had a nap yet.
Exactly. Let's turn in for the night. I'll pay for your rooms at the inn here and, get you a charter on a ship to find the Boldbeard's Pride on that map. How's that sound?
Rinna's still here, right?
Yes. As is,
what's his name? That guy.
That's his nuts. And I'm for some reason forgetting the name. Baldrick, no.
No, I don't remember his name.
Baron Trump.
Baron.
It is Baron.
Is that his name? Oh,
okay. Oh. Good night. Sleep well. Likely kill you in the morning.
After winning the poorly run game of Liar's Dice, Barrick has given the team his magic map to find Boldbeard's ship and promised to help them charter a ship to get there. Will they get there without incident? Will they be able to go aboard without trouble? Is Barrick just a big, fat storyteller? Find out next time on Of Dice and Dens, The C-Team.
Comedy Podcast Cloud.
Hey, it's my turn.
I'm English.